It's Tuesday, March 28th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. OpenAI releases ChatGPT plugins for travel, shopping, and dining, plus learn about 80 secret plugins. Over half of SMBs experience high-impact shadow IT, per a Capterra report. And Dell launches a $70 per seat per month IT managed service for SMBs, but should IT services companies be worried? This is the business of tech. OpenAI has announced and released a pilot of plugins for ChatGPT, which allow the chatbot to be extended to accomplish other tasks. The first batch of plugins extends ChatGPT into travel, shopping, dining, math, and other realms by linking the bot to well-known services like Expedia, Instacart, Kayak, Klarna, and OpenTable. The plugins will also allow the bot to browse the web. And it didn't take long for a hacker to find 80 secret plugins that could be revealed by removing certain parameters from the API call. OpenAI already fixed it. A bit more about that bug from last week OpenAI did fix. Some users' payment information may have been exposed. A bug in the open source library called redis.py, redis-py, created a caching issue that may have shown some active users the last four digits and expiration date of another user's credit card, along with their first and last name and email and payment address. Users also may have seen snippets of others' chat histories as well. An article in Axios focuses on what generative AI is good at: creative tasks, genre shifting, and experimentation. Gartner analysts from the Gartner Data and Analytics Summit weighed in on if ChatGPT will eliminate jobs. Asked by Megan Ramal-Delisi, senior manager of public relations at Gartner, who moderated the panel, what impact ChatGPT will have on the human workforce as a whole, the reply that Gartner issued is that predicting that by 2026, upwards of 100 million people, quote, will have what we call a robo-colleague, a synthetic virtual colleague, and will use them. But to answer your direct question, will it replace jobs? We don't think there's going to be this huge replacement of jobs, end quote. But it might open up machine customers. Also from Gartner, by 2025, there will be 15 billion connected products with the potential to behave as customers, also known as machine customers, shopping for services and supplies for themselves and their owners. Why do we care? There's an ecosystem forming quickly, if not already here, around generative AI as integrations become a model to expand reach. And remember the timeline. This is roughly 5 months into the product. Project out. Next should come system integrators delivering this as a service, too. The other reason to care is the impact. I agree this won't be a loss of jobs. But how about a world where robots talk to robots? A simple example, you use an AI to write your email, and the recipient uses AI to summarize the email. Or here, machine customers, machines talking to machines on behalf of the humans behind them. We're in for a wild ride. In the shocking no one department, a report out from Capterra. The 2023 Shadow IT and Project Management Survey offers that 58% of small and mid-sized businesses, or SMBs, have experienced high-impact shadow IT efforts outside the purview of their official IT department. Half of the SMBs say shadow IT teams are most commonly formed because employees lack understanding about the process for acquiring new technology. This is closely followed by 41% of SMBs attributing it to a perception that the IT department is too slow or cumbersome. Another 37% say an incubator team was created with a senior manager's approval, but without the IT team's awareness. SMBs have reported financial and productivity improvements due to shadow IT teams, despite potential short-term negative impacts. 80% say that shadow IT efforts have ultimately contributed to a positive financial impact in the long run. Businesses have also attributed these initiatives to higher productivity. While I'm on this, some Gartner data. They're predicting that within a year, developers outside of IT departments will account for at least 80% of the user base for low-code tools, up from 60% in 2021. Why do we care? Shadow IT happens because of the reasons outlined. Employees don't know how to get the tech they need, or are used to the department of no, or are just disconnected from IT entirely in their business function. As a provider of IT services, focus here. Remove the friction on getting solutions into the hands of users and link them back to the business function. It's simple, yet very powerful. Because what Gartner's analysis misses is that AI will change the way code is generated too, and put more into the user's control. Something I spotted on Channel EDE last Friday. Dell is offering a $70 per seat per month IT managed service to SMBs via the Dell Apex Managed Device Service subscription. The service includes 24/7 service for keeping devices secure and up to date. The per seat cost of $70 is available on a month-to-month basis, and Dell says it includes all elements of hardware management from device setup to software implementation. Why do we care? Well, we shouldn't, which is why I bring it up. If you're in IT services and focused on the productivity layer, you likely don't care much about Dell's move here. If you're worried about it, spend your time refocusing your value so you don't have to care. The days of limiting yourself to the big players is coming to an end. Modernize your cloud offerings by partnering with Linode and Akamai. The cloud landscape is growing with alternative cloud providers like Linode offering better price to performance and better support at a fraction of the cost. There's just some clients that don't fit into the one-size-fits-all box of the big three. Enter Linode, Linux cloud hosting at the fraction of the cost of the big players. Your customers can save up to 70% on their cloud bill. Find out more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. This one, a twofer. It's National Hot Tub Day, and it's also Respect Your Cat Day. But I don't think you want to respect your cat in the hot tub. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.